Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
So, I came to minister to you this morning. Pay attention. When we all used to hear once upon a time, and when we hear once upon a time, we know immediately that you want to hear a story. And any story that starts with once upon a time, that means it ended well. Can I pray for you? You are not ready here. Can I pray for you? You will end well this year. So I tell you this message, your story will change. Please, have you noticed that in the Bible there are extreme stories? Extreme, when I say extreme, extreme stories. Stories that are extreme. These are extreme. These are tough stories. And I want to pay attention today. Why do we have extreme stories in the Bible? But each and every one of them ended well. But some people, they started well, they never end well. Let me help you with your name. You will end this year well in the name of Jesus. Listen to this before I start. The condition of your life is not permanent. Because things are not fine now does not mean that things will continue to not to be fine. Look at me. Where you are now is not the end of your life. The visible you are seeing now is subject to change. It doesn't matter how it looks, you will still get there. Job chapter 8, verse 7. Though your beginning was small, he said, but your latter end will greatly increase. Let me tell you this that you will not want to believe. I have noticed that most times God is not interested in the beginning of a man. And if you allow me, I will show you several verses in the Bible where God is talking about the end. Help me with your name. Let me pray on top of it for you. This year, I say you will end well. Amen. Remember the Bible said, Isaiah 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning. And the ancient times, the things that are not yet done. God has spoken concerning your life, but what you are seeing now is bullshit. It's because God expected a better end for you. No matter what you are going through now, your latter days shall be better in the name of Jesus. Bible says in Exodus chapter 7 verse 8, better is the end of anything than the beginning. Is it not there? Is that not it? Your end shall be better. I'm not here. I say your end shall be better. Follow me as I show you this, and I will pray for you. Do you remember in Genesis chapter 1? Verse 1. Put from verse 1. Let me show you something. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. The Bible says, in the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created. See, don't forget to, God was creating the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, but as he was creating, darkness formed everywhere. I don't know how long it took God, but as God was creating, there are darkness everywhere. But God kept creating. The Bible says, but the Spirit of God brooded. Verse 2. The earth was without form, but God is creating it. And empty ways, and darkness upon the face of the earth. And very greedy. Look at it. I love this one. But the Spirit of God was hovering, brooding over the waters. And this year, the Lord, the Spirit of God is brooding over your waters. Oh my God, you are not here. I said the Spirit of God is brooding over your life. Oh my God. I said the Spirit of God is brooding over your situation. And when God is done, one connection will change your life. One breakthrough will change your life. One relationship will change your life. One contract will change your life. One open door will change your life. If you are the one I'm talking to, let me hear a bigger amen. It does not matter what you see now. The Spirit of God is brooding over your life. All over the world, we are hearing bad news every day. Earthquake yesterday, 94 people swallowed. But you know what? Who will just be hearing? No? Oh my God. I said you will just be hearing. Before I continue, let me quickly say this. Don't let anybody deceive you that it is finished for you. In fact, whoever is always telling you your life is poor, you are finished, you are run from them this year. What I say? Separate from. The enemy will come and tell you are too old. You cannot achieve. Look at all your colleagues. Look at your life. Don't mind them. What do I say? They are not here. What did I say? What did I say? Extreme cases. Soji, why should a man sit by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years? Extreme cases. But his end was that he ended well and he was healed. Why was God telling you about the case of this man? Why was God telling you about the man 40 years? He was placed at a beautiful gate, but his life was not beautiful. By the end of the day, his life became beautiful. Why was God telling you about the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years? By the end of the day, the issue of blood disappeared. Why was there a story of the woman that was bent for 18 years? By the end of the day, she got her healing. Why was it that at 75, Abraham was still living with his father? But by 76, his life changed. I'm asking you now, what is your age? That was your once upon a time that ended well. Your once upon a time now might not be good, but you will end well in the name of Jesus. Are you still with me here? Moses, at 40, he thought his ministry had started. God, remember, he was washed up, disgraced. He had to run to the wilderness. And he was there for 40 years. At 80, God said, and now I'm ready for you now. Come for the assignment. Stop following the people that are telling you that you are too slow. Stop following the people that are telling you that you are weak. God has plans for you. Your life is a beautiful story that will end well. My God. Say after me, my life is a beautiful story that will end well. You didn't say it very well. Say it again, let me hear you. Do you believe it? I'm almost done. And I will pray on top of your head. Your head will do well this year. When people die, they say they count bodies. When people do well, they count heads. Can I pray on top of your head very quickly? Among the head of achiever that will be counted this year, your name will be mentioned. Your head will be counted. If you are the one I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your blessings. Do you remember Caleb? Joshua chapter 14 from verse 9. At 40, he was made a promise. The promise didn't come to us until when he was 85. Look at it. And Moses swore on that day, surely the land on which your feet have walked shall be an inheritance to you and your children always, because you have wholly followed the Lord thy God. Are you there? Are you there? Okay. The next one. The next verse. Okay, are you from here? You can't slow me down. And now, look, the Lord has let me live, just as he said, these 45 years. Since the Lord has spoken this world to Moses. 45 years. Madam, 45 years. How many years have you waited that you are discouraged? They'll be preaching in church, you'll be shaking your head as if life has finished you. This year, life will favor you. When Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now look at me, I am 85 years old. I am still as strong today. God will keep you strong until your promise comes to pass. As it was the day of Moses sent me, as my strength was then, so is my strength now. For war and for going out and coming in. So now, give me, oh God, you will not die before your promise comes to pass. Give me this hill country above which the Lord has spoken. That day, for you heard on that day that the giant like Anakim were there with great 45 cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me and I drive them away at 85. And just as the Lord said, so Joshua blessed him and gave him Hebron. Stretch your hand here, let me pray for you. Every good word and spoken words and prophecies of God upon your life, in your days, in your time, and the good health, you will get them. I don't like this. I say, in your days, in your time, in the good health, you will get them in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Bible says, a good man enters for his children. You will live enter for your children, but what God has promised you, in your days, in your time, good well, you will live well, you will live well, you will live longer, and you will get them in the name of Jesus. God will keep you strong to enjoy your harvest. Your amen is very terrible. God will keep you strong to enjoy your answer. God will keep you strong to enjoy the good result of your destiny. You will not receive prophecy with sickness in your body in the name of Jesus. That man said, he said, I'm strong even to fight war. I pray, even as you are growing older, the Lord will give you strength to receive that which is yours in the name of Jesus. This is only for 80 of you. You will not die before your time. I want to be sure that you are hearing me. You will not die before your time. My life is a beautiful story. Sit down. I'm not hearing you say, my life is... Sit down. My life is a beautiful story. Don't let anybody intimidate you. The people that call me and to face attack, mess me up, didn't give me transport. Today, we are giving them transportation. My life is a beautiful story. They might be giving you money now. It doesn't matter. My life is a beautiful story. Things have been tough now. It doesn't matter. My life is a beautiful story. Once upon a time, say time. Time will speak for you. Look at how you are saying. I said time will favor you. But there's something I want to show you. Many forsake God before the appointed time. Can I pray on top of your head? You will not forsake God before your time comes. I used to ask the pastors, what was that man doing by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years? Should I tell you the answer? He knew there is answer there. He knew. I saw that people got healed. So he said, no problem. Now here I go stay until my own happen. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. If you are the one, I said, this pastor of this church, of this pool of Bethesda, and they come out for 38 years. Why was that one by the beautiful gate for 40 years? Why was that woman pursuing Jesus until she met him for 12 years? They knew there is answer there. When I know there is answer somewhere, I sit down there until my time comes. Job said in Job 14:14, said, all the days of my life will I wait. How many years have you waited that you are talking nonsense to God? How many years have you waited and you are sending text messages? I'm just asking you. My life is a beautiful story. Look at the one that has, they started well. Their life was good from the beginning. And they didn't end well. Their life is not a beautiful story. Your own life will be a beautiful story. I hope you remember. I taught you this before. Let me quickly remind you. That God's time is not your time. God's time is not a natural time. God's time is not Chronos. The Chronos. 30 days. September. That's not God's time. 7 days, make a week. That's not God's time.
In fact, the calendar we are saying, it's not God's time. God does not move with your chronometer. This is chronometer. God doesn't move with that. Don't forget. When you are talking about chronicles, you are talking about history of a family, chronology. God does not move with that. Are you still with me here? God is a God of Kairos, which is the appointed time. There is an appointed time and there is general time. Kairos time is when God steps out of eternity into time to answer your prayer. Kairos time is when God steps in heaven. He stepped and said, it's time, go and answer that boy. That is why I'm telling you that miracle does not happen every day. Stand on principle and you have miracle. Waiting for miracle, you might not see miracle in 1 year. This is difficult, but it's true. How many times you shall receive a lot of 1 million? You didn't manage it very well. You might not see it again. So let me pray for you. Your Kairos shall come. My God, I prophesy upon your head that your Kairos will arrive. No matter what Chrono is saying now, and they are saying, look at you, look at time, look at your brothers, look at your colleague. Your Kairos will overtake and swallow your Chronos in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, it's not too late for me. I'm not hearing it again. It's not too late for me. Say, it's not too late for my God. Say, this year I will test my testimony. Somebody shout, I believe. Please sit down. Let me tell you a beautiful story in the Bible. And I'll pray for you. Esther chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6 from verse 1. Pay attention to this story. You must have been reading it. Let me show you this story another way. From verse 1 to 10. On that night, the cool king could not sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles, chronology, chronicles, record, and they were read before the king, and it was found, in a hurry to pray for you, that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, these two criminals of the king's chamberlain, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hands on the king as a rose. And the king said, what honor and dignity had been done to Mordecai for this. You shall be remembered, though. Yeah. Then said the king's servant, the minister unto him, there is nothing done for him, oh. And the king said, who is in the court? Now, Haman was come into the outward court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Naaman. To hang who? But the king, oh God, the Lord will go ahead of your enemies to prosper you. The same night, stroke morning, that Haman want to come and tell the king, hang Mordecai. That same night, God overtook. Okay, let me finish. And the king's servant said unto him, behold, Haman, we stand. Okay, let me go a little bit. Who is in the court? Now Haman was coming to the outward court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows he had prepared for him. All the effort of your enemies over your head shall backfire. And that's what I'm preaching to you. Don't do evil against anybody. And the king's servant said unto him, behold, Haman standeth in the court. And the king said, let him come in. So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, what shall be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, to whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself, man? And Haman answered the king, for the man whom God delighted to honor, let the royal apparel be brought, which the king used to wear, and the horse that the king rided upon, and the crown royal, he wants to become king, which he set upon his head, and let his apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that he may array the man without from whom the king delighted to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor. Then the king said to Haman, make haste and take the apparel and the horse, as thou hast said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew. Oh God, your enemy will decorate you. That seated at the king's gate, let nothing of all that was spoken. I pray one prayer for you 3 times. This year, the king will honor you. Because you say amen, I pray for you the second time. This year, the king will look for you. Pray for you the third time. This year, kings will not be able to sleep because of you. If you are the one I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your blessings. Go. Sit down. Let me tell you this story. And please remember this story no matter what you are going through. A guy called Mordecai, his great, great, great grandfather, they were taken as slaves. He was born into captivity. Listen to me. Is your case as bad as this? Small thing, you are moody. Small thing, you will not talk to people for 1 year. He was born inside what? Captivity. His father was born into captivity. His grandfather died inside captivity. His brother died inside captivity. And the brother had one daughter. Follow me, I want to show you. Now, being born inside captivity, that was his story. Oh, my God. I don't know how your story has been before now, but I came to tell you about a God that changed the story of man, that it will make your story sweet in the name of Jesus. Mordecai got a job as a gate man. Is that your story? A gate man. Is that your story? Mordecai had a small girl, the daughter of his elder, his brother. Mordecai poured love on her. Mordecai took care of her like a princess. Even in his pain, even in his being a gate man, how much will be his salary? I'm just asking. In the midst of this, a wicked guy called Haman was promoted. And anytime Haman comes to the palace, everybody bow down. The Jews don't bow to people. And he was asking, who is that one that's not bowing? They say, it's Mordecai. That's okay. Mordecai bowed to me. He said, I don't bow to people. He said, I will kill him. And he planned not to kill him alone, but to kill him and his family. He went to his house and put 15 feet gallows so that he can hang him. So when people pass, they'll be looking at that. Is what Haman did to Mordecai. Oh, whoever have planned to kill you will die for you. I'm not hearing you. Whoever have planned to kill you, I'm praying for you, they will die for you. In verse 19, the Bible says, one day, the king called his wife, come and show people that you are a beautiful baby. And she refused. And the very wicked people around him said, send her away. Vashti was sent away and they needed another queen. And a beauty contest started. Mordecai went home and said, I have a baby girl at home that is beautiful. Encourage her to go for the beauty contest. And she won. There is somebody here, you have been pouring love on people. You have been serving and giving and it seems it's not working. Thus hear the Lord. There is something Yoruba called the ajo. You are bound to carry your own ajo in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Now, imagine this. Mordecai was sitting at work. And the queen, his own, isn't this they call it? Isn't this? Will be passing in limousine. He will not make any demands on her until one day that this man wanted to kill everybody. And Mordecai said, now go and tell the king who you are. Tell them a man is about to kill you and all your family. I said, I can't approach the king like that. But I will go if I perish. They prayed. Look at me. And they put pressure on God. Let me show you three things that happened and I pray for you. The first thing that happened, the day they were supposed to die, God turned it around. And the people that wanted them dead, they were killed. Connect to this place. Let me pray for you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the people that want you dead, they will die for you. Oh my God. In the name of the living King, in the name of the risen King, the people that are planning that you'll be buried, all of them shall be buried for you. I'm still praying for you. In the name of the I am that I am, all the people thinking to you, that as he died, they were asking, is Femi Akala still alive? One by one, you will hear that they are buried in the name of Jesus. Don't worry, I'm still praying for you. In the name of the King that died and resurrected, all the people that are planning, and they are smart in killing others, because they face you, they will die with their family for you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen and pack your blessings. Sit down. The table was turned. Listen to me. God will turn the table against your enemies. Say it again. My life is a beautiful story. I'm telling you, my life is a beautiful story. Is your life a beautiful story? Things are so funny now. It's because you will end well. Don't forget, say, to give you an expected end. Say, I will end well. Follow me, let me show you. The second thing that happened, Haman or Haman, anyone, was hanged. Esther chapter 7, verse 9 to 10. And Habona, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, behold, also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standing in the house of Haman. Then the king said, what? What happened? Then the king said, what? Hang him there. The coffin they prepare for you shall bury them. I told you, church, don't plan it against anybody. When I pray, I see that you are the one such causing evil, I just begin to say, you go. The gallows they prepare for you will be what will hang them in the name of Jesus. The next verse. So they hang Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Let me read for you. So they hang your enemies in the gallows that I prepared for you. Then was the king's wrath. Not only that, all the things that Haman had and possessed was given to Mordecai. Is his life not a beautiful story? From the gate man. My life is a beautiful story. Number three, till today, Israel, the Jews, they celebrate what is called Purim. Let me help you out. Why Purim? The name of the gods of Haman was Pur. Not Polo. P-U-R. So for 1 year, listen to me, you're a Bible student in this church. Haman was cursing these children of Jew by Purim, by Pur. Cursing and sacrificing. His sacrifice did not work for 1 year. Now look at 9 of Esther chapter 9, 26 and 28. Wherefore they call these days Purim, after the name of Paul. That means Paul did not walk. The charm of your enemy will not walk. You are not here. Therefore all the words of this letter and of that which they have seen concerning this matter, and which had come unto them, verse 28 now very quickly, the Jews ordained and took upon them, and upon their seed and upon all such joined them together. So as it shall, so as it should not fail, that they will keep these 2 days according to their writings. And that, so many Paul did not walk, till today they are celebrating Purim. Whatever they have put together to finish you, it shall be used as your ladder up in the name of Jesus. Their juju, their charm will not walk over your head. Okay, this is only for one person. The effort of the wicked over your head will not prosper. In fact, it shall backfire. The same lifting that Mordecai experienced, are you there? Your life has been a painful one. But the same lifting Mordecai experienced, may you experience such in the name of Jesus. You have waited and waited and waited. You have served and served and served. You have been giving and giving and giving. Thus saith the Lord, this year is the beginning of your rising in the name of Jesus. See, the generation of Mordecai, they said a story that our great-great-grandfather went into captivity. Our father, Mordecai, was born there. But our father became one of the princes of that land. Your children and your generation will share a story of how God changed your life in the name of Jesus. Your day of restoration is coming. It will appear by fire in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. How others ended in your family. How others retreated to the village. How others ended to be beggars. How others ended to be needy. Your case will be different from that and better in the name of Jesus Christ. You will walk in your high places. Let me face this side. You will walk in your high places. Now listen to this one. You will take back what belongs to you. Not here. I said you will take back what belongs to you. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Don't forget these 5 things I want to tell you before we pray. Number one. How you handle today will determine how tomorrow handles you. How you handle today will determine how tomorrow handles you. Listen to me. Life is a seed. Only men that live for others leave a legacy. How you handle today will determine how tomorrow handles you. Life is a seed. And only men that live for others leave a legacy. Don't forget that. Many people in their time of smallness, they are bitter. In their time of smallness, they are very, 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 very bitter. They will not help anybody. They are always complaining. They cannot be a blessing to anybody. In your time of smallness, look at me, keep sowing a seed of righteousness. When I had nothing, you can't know I don't have anything. Because I live as if I have enough. Meanwhile, I didn't have enough. No matter how down you are, keep sowing the seed of righteousness. Look at me, because seed don't die. Have you noticed? All of you, have you noticed? When you go to a company, the way the gate man will treat you is worse than how managers will treat you. If you want to try it, don't go in with a car. Trek inside. And you will see how they will look at you disdainfully. But the next day you come with a car. Oga. No matter how low you are, I've seen people they are angry with anybody that have a car. When God blessed my family with a new car, Fortuna, that time, a pastor, one of your pastors with people on the street in Yankabala, they say, why should he bring this kind of car in this road? Does it have sense? I sent all of them away. Your time of smallness, don't worry. Keep sowing seed of what? Righteousness. Because seed don't die. The good things you are doing don't die. You know they die. You are down now. Doesn't mean you should be bitter. Somebody say, I hear you. That things are not working for you now. Doesn't mean you should be bitter. Number two. Mordecai was down, but he was raising a queen. He was giving. He was serving. In your downtime, listen, Oga, maybe you don't know, before Sanctuary of Wonders was registered, I registered Save the African Youth Foundation. You didn't hear me? Before church was registered, I registered a foundation called Save the African Youth Foundation. All over I got to market. I took them from the market to the school. Last year, 25 people still graduated. And you know what? We did them without camera. We did them without what? No camera. We are just sending this one to school. What's your name? Balatito Johnson. You hear that? He just graduated from methodology. God forbid. Don't wait till you are popular before you sow your seed of righteousness. Because seed don't die. In fact, farmers don't make noise when they are planting seed. Unfortunately, you don't want to help anybody. Do you know that small girl you help in that family might be your helper in the future? Let us imagine Mordecai did not help Esther. Just asking. Let us imagine Mordecai harassed Esther. Let us imagine Mordecai did not lift Esther and decorate her. What would have happened? You are praying for helper. Helpers don't come big. Sometimes helper come that you should help them first before they help you. Did you hear me? You make the helper, you make that helper to begin to serve your children as if he's a slave. What is your mistake? Life where? Father, Senepa. God will say, I said, the helper. You turn her to a servant. Should I continue? When God was going to help the world, he sent a baby. He didn't send a thorn. He sent a baby. God wants to help you. He sent a helper to you, and that helper comes as a what? As a baby. The helper comes to you as somebody needy. I say, whoa. If you don't need problem, I mean, whoa. So the people that are big around you, you say, what else, sir? Come on, Shigman, they will not give to you. The person that will help you is that girl. Small girl. Where you have missed it. This year you will correct it and be great. So learn to serve. Learn to give. I was in the battle where God told me, keep helping and keep blessing. You might be helping your helpers. We don't give out of fear. We give out of love, because it's a seed of righteousness. Number four. never repay evil for evil. Romans 12:17. Don't worry, I assure you, we live here before 9. Don't worry. Recompense to no man. Finish it for me. Evil for evil. No matter what they have done to you, look at me. Two wrongs cannot make a right. What do I mean by that? Look at me, don't put it on your head. Mordecai had, when those two criminals wanted to kill the king, he should join them and say, yes, he deserves to die. Oh, my great-grandfather, this is the time I will show the king. But no, he helped the king. No matter what anybody has done to you, don't pay them back evil for evil. Instead, let them be on their own and you stay on your own. Are you listening to me? If you cannot help them, leave them alone. But don't join people to kill others. Somebody say, I hear you. Stop the eye for an eye. One of the young men in this church told me, he said, sir, if they don't greet me, I don't greet them. If they don't know me, I don't know them. They don't give me happy birthday, I won't greet them too. I said, Obado. He said, yes, daddy. Somebody was telling me, she heard somebody saying, in this year 2025, I am going to be selfish. I don't know anybody's for me. I am going to love myself and myself alone. Anybody can go anywhere. I said, Oluwao. I don't blame them. It's because people have really messed them up. Yes, they mess you up, but please don't mess them up. Let your eye for an eye stop. God is preparing you for greatness. Your life is a beautiful story. Did you say amen? I say your life is a beautiful story. Thank God Mordecai did not join to kill the king. Who would have promoted him? The people that did evil to you today, God can still make them to do good. They might not even know they have done evil. And if they did it, let them go. If you are still here, somebody say, I hear you. Finally, in this life that you have come, if you want to live long, please always raise an altar of mercy. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Please, some people deserve judgment. Look at me, everybody. Show them mercy. Show them what? I didn't say they're going to live with you. I didn't say, show them mercy. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. That's what the Bible said. Yes, you deserve to kill them. Yes, you deserve to hurt them. Yes, you deserve to judge them. Yes, you deserve to lock them up. But please, sow a seed of mercy. Sow them mercy. Many times people think I'm weak. I'm not weak. If I'm smarter than what you can think. Ben. This year, your beautiful story will emerge. I'm not hearing you. I said your beautiful story will emerge. And as you keep sowing this seed of righteousness and seed of love, showing mercy to people, serving God, a bell, an alarm will hit in heaven. And he says, it's your time. It's your turn. It's your restoration period. In the name of Jesus. Once upon a time, there was a guy called Mordecai. But that Mordecai ended well. Help me with your name. Let me pray for you. Once upon a time, there is a lady. There is a man. There is a sister here. She comes to church even without transfer money. Once upon a time, Pastor Paul, we trek. But we don't see at home that we trek. We fasting. But now they said, do you know I heard they said I've initiated you? You know, he didn't tell me, but I heard. Now they say we are initiating people. And Pastor Joshua too. When will you people come for your own initiation? When God bless us, then we have initiated people. But when we are suffering now, we deserve to suffer. the days I will cry and I will not go home because how am I going to pay my children's school fees? I was not initiated then. And these days now that I begin to enjoy small, small, just small, small. You know, I start for you, where on Sunday? Eh? They start saying that we have initiation. Stand on your feet, let me initiate you quickly. Praise God. Praise God. So I want to pray for you. And don't worry, I have 29 minutes more. Out of the 29, we'll do offering and everything, I will leave. The Lord said, call unto me early this week, this year. Every Wednesday I'll be praying for you very early, like before you go to work. Your life will experience change. Let me see your hands. Say after me, say, let the door of great things open for me now. I'm not hearing you. Say it again. Yes, you have been struggling with doors. You have been struggling. If you are close to me, you notice something. I don't struggle for anything. I wait. When it's time, the door will open. When it's time, the door will open. Check it from everything God has done. When it's time, pulse from the eyes will come out. The one from the nose will come out. Even the one in your body will come out. You can't force it. So we want to pray right now. The door of great things. The door of good things. Father, let it open for me. Look at me. You can't open it for yourself, oh, but God can open it for you. Are you ready to pray? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. They are not ready here. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, by the blood of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, let the door of great things open for me in the name of Jesus. I thought you are praying already. I was thinking you are praying already. I was thinking you are praying. Are you praying at all? The door of great things. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Pray and say, every yoke that is holding me down. Come. You come. Stand here, I'm coming. Say every, let me hear you loud. Say, every yoke that is holding me down.
Every yoke that is holding me down.
Shout now. You are young and you're holding me down. Say it again. Say, every yoke that is holding me down. Break now by fire. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray. Quick. Hey, somebody pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Yesterday, come very quickly. Come. See, on Wednesday, when I see you, I prophesy. Huh? When I see you, I do what?
I prophesy.
Say this after me. This prayer is for you while I'm bringing it to the whole church. Everybody say after me. Every cause of sin but not receiving it.
Every cause of sin and not receiving it.
And in this place, we are doing like Philonian here. Don't worry. Every cause of sin but not receiving it. You dream about it, you see it, but you don't get it. Let's pray. Let that curse be broken over my life now. Can you lift up your voice and pray? I have very limited time. Are they praying there? Are they praying there? I command to break by fire. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Remove your shoe. They have put something on the floor for you to step. That's why there's so much pain in your life. Kneel down. I want to pray for you. I don't know. I've not seen you before. So I'm just going to pray for you now. Whatever that has entered your life through your foot, let it get out now.
Amen.
Whatever bitterness, whatever pain, whatever tears, whatever suffering, oppression in your life. Oh, Lord Jesus. To make your life miserable today, you are delivered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody here on the sound of my voice, anything you have stepped on to cause tears for you today, that thing leave your body in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are set free today in the name of the Father.
Amen.
You are set free today in the name of the Son.
Amen.
You are set free today in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, even as you stand up from here, you become lighter.
Amen.
What they are assigned to kill you, return back to their head. In Jesus' mighty name. Go back. Go. Congratulations. Clap for Jesus as she's going. Wear your shoe. Don't worry. Wear your shoe. Yesterday, come. Put your hand on your stomach. They make you see the baby, but you don't receive it. Today, I want to give you back your baby. Put your hand on your stomach. Just stretch your hands to her as I pray for her. Whatever the doctor said, I don't know. I'm not a medical student, but I'm a Bible student. Bible says there's none that is better. Abby? None. So, Lord Jesus, I terminate the curse of barrenness over your life in the name of Jesus. How this thing be? He said, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. So I don't know how God is going to do it. But the cause of sin, you see several times. So every month you cry. And so from today, you will carry your blessing in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, work it out for her. That's what God said. God said, pray for her that the curse of sin but not receiving. So the curse of sin but not receiving is broken over your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody say amen too. The curse of sin but not receiving is broken over your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So you are delivered in the name of the Father.
Amen.
You are delivered in the name of the Son.
Amen.
You are delivered in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Wait. From today, anywhere here, say somebody born, whether you know them or whether you don't know them, or package money. Why are you crying now? Package money and go and bless them. In this church, if you are smart, some suffering you don't go suffer now. When you hear somebody get a car, package money, bless him. When you hear somebody build house, package money. My younger brother, when he built house, all my account, I close it like this and I gave it to him. He said, I said, no, don't worry. Take it. Ben, that's what I did. That was what I did. So when you hear somebody Bob Pekin, go and do what? Bless them. Don't give them Omo. Don't give them soap. So you today package things and bless people and bless children because you will carry your own baby too. Well, listen, you can go back. Let me clap for Jesus as you go back. You are not clapping for Jesus. No clap. No clap now. We still want to pray. I'm looking at the time. Don't worry. I will release you before now. I'm telling you the truth. Thank you, precious Lord. Anybody here that they have stolen your allocation for last year? You know, Bible says, it daily loaded the days with benefit. So in every day there is a benefit, in every year there is a benefit. Your allocation last year that was stolen, let God add it with this year for you in the name of Jesus. That boy at the back wearing white,
That boy at the back, very wet. You are going to meet a guy called Sheyi. When you meet Sheyi, run back to the church because problem has come. You are going to meet a guy called Sheyi. You are going to meet a guy called Sheyi. What do I call the name of the guy again? Sheyi. What is your own name? Odunayo. Odunayo, you are going to meet a guy called Sheyi. Meaning you meet Sheyi, run to church. Until the day I come, don't leave. I told the lady that year, Thompson is coming. Don't marry Thompson. She left from Lagos to Jos. Esther, she met Thompson in Jos. She like him back with a letter of, what do you call that thing they used to marry? Invitation letter for me. I said, what is it for? He said, this is my husband. I look, I said, are you not the one they told 4 years ago? He said, that was in Lagos. He said, I met Thompson in Jos. Are you normal? He said, this one is just of Thompson of Jos, not Thompson of Lagos. Even me said, my heart will bah. I said, what? He said, now? He said, daddy, don't worry. That one is in Lagos. I've escaped that one. He said, by faith. He was preaching for me. My heart was weak. Boo, boo. I was looking at her like this. She married, oh. But boy, you fear. Say your book, boy, I don't know that blow can remove teeth. She came for counseling one day and like Hajia. I said, madam, how? He said, fine. I said, fine, ke. I said, madam, you say? I said, fine. I said, fine. He said, show me your teeth. All the teeth are gone. What happened? Thompson of Jos. She is coming. He will show you bad things. He will divert your life. You will not even meet him. Yeah. Bye-bye. I was praying. Stretch your hand here. I'm praying for you. That your allocation for this say after me, say, Father, my allocation for this year. Look at how you're saying it. Let me face it. I say, Father, my allocation for this year. Let it locate me by fire. Lift up your voice, somebody, and pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Are they praying? Let it locate me. In Jesus' name we pray. Anybody? The person you will help that will put you into trouble, I decree right now that the person will not come near you in the name of Jesus. Church, stretch your hand to me. Let me pray. The person you will give money to, and they'll use the money to tie you, you will not meet them in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am praying for you, sir. I said the person you will meet, and you will give them money like this, and the same money will use to, oh God, you will not meet them in the name of Jesus. Your money is blessed in the name of Jesus. Your money cannot be bewitched in the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and say, Father, fill my cup this year. Give me more than enough in 2025. I was thinking you will pray already now. I was thinking you will pray. Give me more than enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Olga, they have succeeded to turn the back of your children against you. They are doing it one by one. They are in 76% now. Kneel down there. Let me pray for you. What is your name, sir? Kasongo Yeye. Livinus. Okay. I pray for Livinus. I see a card. They do the card. They have done one card. They have turned the second card. They have turned the third card. Anybody playing card with your life, I command them to back off in the name of Jesus. Living knows you better serve God. I know you hear me. What is I'm sorry for you in Igbo? Eberepo, eberepo. See? Eberepo, eberepo. See? You better serve God. They are about to turn the last card, sir. Imoti, I told Captain's uncle, get me a bottle of oil. Esa, am I going to drink oil? Am I Ogun? He said, why? It's okay. So that your children will not be turned against you. He laughed. He said, I sent the last one to Sweden last week. To Spain. Thank you. I said, okay. Come on, for me, oil. Come on, for me, oil. Yes, I came up with the oil. Those children graduated. And he said, he's the one that killed their mother. Till today,
we are sending him weekly money.
We have to take care of him. He's 91 now. I said it to him. We have not started church when I was 27. I said, when I was 27, now I'm 28. So you can see the difference. Oba, what is I'm sorry for you again in Igbo? All the children, 5 children, none of them took care of him. Your old age will not be in tears. You don't want to say amen. Your old age will not be in tears. I am praying for you, sir. Every one of you from here like this, your old age will not be in tears. I pray for you on Facebook. Your oldest will not be in tears. I pray for you on Instagram. Your oldest will not be in tears. I pray for you on TikTok. Your oldest will not be in tears. Whatever they are planning to turn your back and your children against each other, be delivered from them in the name of Jesus. Solution, Oga. Solution. Serve God. Stand up on your feet. Stretch your hand here. Let me pray for you. This year, the Lord will order your step. You are not saying amen. Next Wednesday, come early so that we start early. And when I see you, I prophesy. This year, the Lord will order your step. Please, you say you want to travel, Shay? One day drive before you go. I say this year, the Lord will order your steps. Marriage has been bad for you. You have not married before, you don't have a child. 1, 2, 3, you have gone through 5 relationships. You are with an older man now, and they want to kill the man. Amen. They were a very old man now, they want to kill the man. So I pray for you. They will not kill your man. I'm still praying for you. Stretch your hand to me, let me pray. This year, the Lord will decorate you. He said, those that seek me early will find him. So I have learned to seek God very early. And very early on Wednesdays we are praying. This year will be different from last year and better in the name of Jesus. Bible says, believe the Lord your God shall be established. You believe God, you are here. Believe his prophets. You believe me and you are here. The blessing of prophets is upon your life in the name of Jesus. The blessing of God is upon your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, that woman said the problem was too much. And the only guy said, God of my father, God of my father, my God will work this out for you this year in the name of Jesus. Help me put your hand on your head. This year, your head will cooperate with God. All of you that have so much hair and you can't put your hand on your head. It's a taboo, Abi. I said this year, your head will cooperate with your maker. I said this year, your head will not be bewitched. Anybody that is speaking against your head, anybody that is speaking, blowing things against your head, this year, God will not spare them. Beautiful girl. She got to the school where she was going to. She was supposed to enter school. She turned back. And they didn't see her again for years. Because her head got bewitched. Anybody that sent bewitchment arrow against you and your children, receive madness in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody that think it, more God think and you, the Lord will punish them in the name of Jesus. Anybody that now execute it, the Lord will finish them in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that may you be visible to the wicked in the name of Jesus. May you be visible to help and help us in the name of Jesus. Any manipulation around your life, they are exposed now in the name of Jesus. Now put your hands straight like this. This year you will make good money. The person that will make money and remember you, God will make them make money. There are some people, when they make money, me, I've made money. I'm telling you, I know them. I know when they have money, I have money. Me, no. It's not that this is, I know. There are some people, when they have money, they will not give me a couple. I know. Let them be staying in California. They will not remember me. I said, this year, your hand will make money. Okay, let me come here. The people that will make money and they will remember you because of you, God will bless them too. This year, money will meet money in your hands. How you will make the money, the Lord will teach you. Now, you will not run into losses this year in the name of Jesus. Don't be angry. I have to close my eyes. I need to do this because you are going. I said, the Lord will give you an idea that will prosper you this year. Priest, everyone is there. Will be giving chance for testimony of healing. So this year, you will not use your money on sickness in the name of Jesus. Testimony of how God opened doors for you, the Lord will open big doors for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Till I see you on Sunday and on Wednesday, it is good news I will hear about you. We give you praise. I want to do this. Let the spirits and angels from this altar follow you where you are going now. You don't want the prayer? Okay, don't worry. You want the prayer? Let the spirits from this altar, let it follow you as you go to your different workplaces in the name of Jesus. You will not suffer. You are blessed. Don't forget, I have blessed you. Anybody that calls you, they are cursed permanently. In Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, temples, and to make power.